Entender el inglés es fácil, pero a veces no nos dan las herramientas adecuadas para poder hacerlo. Es por eso que el día de hoy aprenderemos 14 frases muy comunes, tanto en inglés como en español, que nos servirán para poder expresarnos mucho mejor al hablar inglés. Son cortitas y muy fáciles de entender, y lo más importante es que hoy mismo puedas utilizarlas en tu propio inglés. Como siempre, te agradezco mucho por todos tus comentarios y apoyo en el canal. Cada día somos más y más en esta gran familia. Sin ti, esto no sería posible. Una vez dicho esto, y si estás listo para aprender algo nuevo el día de hoy, ahora sí, comencemos con la clase. Nuestra primera frase es safe and sound.
So you get her back safe and sound?
And here you go. Safe and sound.
We still have a chance to bring 5 astronauts home safe and sound.
And you are here. You stay hidden here, safe and sound.
Here we are. There he is, safe and sound.
Safe and sound. Esta frase, por más extraña que parezca, es lo que conocemos como sano y salvo, y comúnmente la usamos cuando estamos fuera de peligro ante algo que pasó o está pasando.
So you get her back safe and sound?
And here you go. Safe and sound.
We still have a chance to bring 5 astronauts home safe and sound.
And you are here. You stay hidden here, safe and sound.
Here we are. There he is, safe and sound.
Nuestra segunda frase es God willing.
And God willing.
How's that, right?
God willing. Fuck him.
And God willing, he'll be convicted.
God willing, they will die quickly.
And this year, God willing, with your support for this great team.
God willing. Esta frase significa si Dios quiere, y normalmente lo usamos cuando deseamos que todo salga bien ante una situación.
And God willing.
How's that, right?
God willing. Fuck him.
And God willing, he'll be convicted.
God willing, they will die quickly.
And this year, God willing, with your support for this great team.
Nuestra tercera frase es, wait and see.
We'll just have to wait and see.
We're just gonna have to wait and see.
We wait and see who they send.
Ed, you just want to sit here and wait and see who drops next?
Now.
Wait and see.
Wait and see. Esta frase significa espera y verás, y comúnmente la usamos cuando le queremos demostrar a alguien que somos capaces de hacer algo que no creían que podíamos hacer.
We'll just have to wait and see.
We're just gonna have to wait and see.
We wait and see who they send.
Ed, you just want to sit here and wait and see who drops next?
Now.
Wait and see.
Nuestra cuarta frase es here you are.
Here you are. I wonder where you were.
Here you are.
Here you are.
Here you are, sweetheart.
Oh, I didn't order that.
Well, here you are and...
Here you are. Esta frase significa aquí lo tienes, y normalmente lo usamos cuando le entregamos algo directamente a una persona. Puede ser cualquier cosa, como comida, bebidas, las llaves de la casa, etc.
Here you are. I wonder where you were.
Here you are.
Here you are.
Here you are, sweetheart.
Oh, I didn't order that.
Well... Here you are and...
Nuestra quinta frase es... That's sick.
That's sick.
That's sick.
I know.
That's not even clever.
I think that's sick. Can you name the wives?
What fuck?
That's sick, man.
That's sick.
That's sick. Esta frase significa... Eso es increíble. Y comúnmente lo usamos cuando nos dicen o vemos que pasa algo genial.
That's sick.
That's sick.
I know.
That's not even clever.
I think that's sick. Can you name the wives?
What fuck?
That's sick, man.
That's sick.
Nuestra sexta frase es, stay out of it.
Oh, it's 8. You stay out of it.
Excuse me, sir, it's 7.
So stay out of it.
Oh. It's about my gun.
Stay out of it.
Stay out of it.
She tell you stay out of it?
Stay out of it. Esta frase significa, no te metas. Y normalmente lo usamos cuando no queremos que alguien se interponga entre una conversación o situación.
Oh, it's 8. You stay out of it.
Excuse me, sir, it's 7.
So stay out of it.
Oh. It's about my gun.
Stay out of it.
Stay out of it.
She tell you stay out of it?
Nuestra séptima frase es... Time is up.
Your time is up.
Your time is up, Herb. I'll need your answer.
Time is up. Time's up already?
Our time is up.
Time is up, Mr. Wilder. Pencils down.
Time is up. Esta frase significa se acabó el tiempo y comúnmente lo usamos cuando literalmente se nos acabó el tiempo de alguna cosa.
Your time is up.
Your time is up, Herb. I'll need your answer.
Time is up. Time's up already?
Our time is up.
And your time is up, Mr. Wilder. Pencils down.
Nuestra octava frase es I trust you.
I trust you don't have me followed on my day off.
You gotta trust me, all right?
I trust you.
I trust you.
I trust you with so much!
I like you, I trust you.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's astonishing, sir.
I trust you. Esta frase significa confío en ti y normalmente lo usamos cuando queremos expresar que confiamos totalmente en una persona.
I trust you don't have me followed on my day off.
You gotta trust me, all right?
I trust you.
I trust you.
I trust you with so much!
I like you, I trust you.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's astonishing, sir.
Nuestra novena frase es my bad.
My bad.
50 million homes?
Right. My bad.
My bad.
We borrowed your car that night, my bad.
Yeah, that was my bad.
My bad. Esta frase significa mi culpa y comúnmente lo usamos como una forma de disculparse o pedir perdón ante algo que pasó.
My bad.
50 million homes?
Right.
My bad. My bad.
We borrowed your car that night, my bad.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Nuestra décima frase es as soon as possible.
Jim needs you away from them as soon as possible.
Remember, we need answers as soon as possible.
Ready? I need an ID on this as soon as possible. You talk.
Just as soon as possible after dawn this Friday.
We're going to have to launch as soon as possible, which changes our travel time.
As soon as possible. Esta frase significa tan pronto como sea posible. Y normalmente lo usamos cuando vamos a hacer algo lo más rápido posible.
Jim needs you away from them as soon as possible.
Remember, we need answers as soon as possible.
I need an ID on this as soon as possible. You talk.
Just as soon as possible after dawn this Friday.
We're going to have to launch as soon as possible, which changes our travel time.
Nuestra frase número 11 es don't mention it.
Don't mention it.
Thank you. Don't mention it.
Don't mention it.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't mention it.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Don't mention it. Esta frase significa ni lo menciones y comúnmente lo usamos cuando nos agradecen por algo que hicimos. Es un sinónimo de nada.
Don't mention it.
Thank you. Don't mention it.
Don't mention it.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't mention it.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Nuestra frase número 12 es that's enough.
Now, that's enough. Okay?
Okay, that's enough.
That's enough. That's enough now.
That's enough. I think we get it.
Oh, that's enough.
That's enough. Esta frase significa es suficiente. Y normalmente lo usamos cuando ya es momento de parar algo, ya sea alguna situación, cuando nos están sirviendo una bebida o incluso una conversación.
Now, that's enough. Okay?
Okay, that's enough.
That's enough. That's enough now.
That's enough. I think we get it.
Oh, that's enough.
Nuestra frase número 13 es it's on me.
Don't worry about lunch. It's on me.
Hey, you want a cookie? It's on me.
No, it's on me.
Hold on one sec. You guys want anything? It's on me.
Next time it's on me.
All right, see.
It's on me. Esta frase significa yo invito y comúnmente lo usamos cuando nosotros vamos a pagar por lo que pida alguien más. Normalmente se usa cuando vas a restaurantes o se habla de comida.
Don't worry about lunch. It's on me.
Hey, you want a cookie? It's on me.
No, it's on me.
Hold on one sec. You guys want anything? It's on me.
Next time it's on me.
All right, see.
Nuestra frase número 14 es I mean it.
Yes, I mean it fixed itself.
I mean it.
I mean it.
I mean it. Take her.
I mean it.
I mean it. Esta frase significa lo digo en serio y normalmente lo usamos cuando queremos demostrar que lo que estamos diciendo es importante, que va en serio.
Yes, I mean it fixed itself.
I mean it.
I mean it.
I mean it. Take her.
I mean it.
Eso ha sido todo por esta clase. No olvides que si te ha gustado, te agradecería mucho que me lo hicieras saber en la cajita de comentarios. Si deseas alguna clase en especial, dímela y con mucho gusto la haré. Cada semana hay clases nuevas con las que podrás aprender inglés totalmente gratis. Sin más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.